Now, Rachel.
Thank you.
Let me take my cool glasses off here. Get on my seeing glasses. We do recovery. When at the end of the road, we find that we can no longer function as a human being, either with or without drugs. We all face the same dilemma. What is there left to do? There seems to be this alternative, either go on as best we can to the bitter ends, jails, institutions, or death, or find a new way to live. In years gone by, very few addicts ever had this last choice. Those who are addicted today are more fortunate. For the first time in history, a simple way has been proving itself in the lives of many addicts. It is available to us all. This is a simple spiritual, not religious program known as Narcotics Anonymous.
Thank you. Okay, at this time we'd like to introduce our first speaker, Mark M.
I'm an addict named Mark. I want to read this paper one time. All right. Simplicity is the key. Almost threw me for a little loop there. I had been practicing for a while, thought they had changed the topic or something. When I share, I kind of like never know what I'm going to say till I get up here. But I was thinking about this topic because the retreat is the journey continues, and it's part of the theme, simplicity is the key. And when he had told me what my topic was going to be, I started thinking about, well, the key to what? Key is something that opens up something, right? And in our program, our message is hope, and our promise is freedom. So kind of what I'm really probably looking for is something that's going to open up this door to freedom for me. I'm from the school of Keep It Simple. I've been clean since December 11th of 1990. I've been clean a little more than 20 years, right? But you need to know something about me. Like, I'm one of them real clever guys. I'm an intellectual. What that means to me is I'm too smart for my own good. So when you start talking about keeping stuff simple, I get confused right away, right? I'm one of them guys that kind of like take our literature. I want to flip it, flop it. I want to read between the lines. This program can't be as simple as y'all told me it was. At least that's what I was thinking when I first come around here. God of my understanding has blessed me. When I first got clean, I had a sponsor that was from the school Keep It Simple. He said, Mark, you could do anything you want to do except use. And that was probably as simple as he can give it to me. He wasn't giving me carte blanche to go out and tear up the world. He also added, you can do what you want to do in this life. If it ain't right, you'll pay. A lot of times the pay don't come right away. Sometimes you pay later for some of the stuff you do today. Right? They don't always catch you right away. They get you later and hit you with that warrant that they have or something, right? So he taught me how to stay clean. And it's what I have been using for the period of time that I've been around here. He taught me that staying clean is real simple. You pray, you go to a meeting, and you don't take nothing. And that's staying clean, right? But if you want recovery, there's a whole lot more. It's still simple, but it ain't easy. It's like coming up on the rough side of the mountain. But it's a clear and distinctive path to the top. It's the 12 steps and the 12 traditions of Narcotics Anonymous. It's the spiritual principles that kind of like the steps that this program offers up. It's the honesty, the open-mindedness, and the willingness, and the caring, and the sharing, and the unconditional love, and the surrender, and the faith, and the trust, and the acceptance, and the humility, the forgiveness. And they go on and on and on. Right? And what I learned, like, these principles, when I come to this program and I want to make this stuff all new to me. So he told me, pray. I don't know how to pray. Look, I've been clean since December 11th of 1990. I remember December 10th of 1990, and I don't never want to feel that way again. I sat on the side of the bed and I cried. I cried, God help. And it was the simplest prayer that I probably could have said. Come to this program and I wanted to, I don't know nothing about prayer. I had to look way back. A lot of this stuff I was taught as a young child. I was taught prayer as a very young child. My first prayer I was taught, I don't know, look, this is just, I'm 54 years old. So if you came up in the area that we came up in, yeah, you about that older, maybe older. Love you, Tim. I love you, man. You've been coming around that long too, right? The first prayer I was taught as a young child, we used to get together and sit down at the dinner table, right? God is great, God is good, let us thank Him for our food. Amen. And that was a prayer that I was taught as a little child. Right? Now I come to our Narcocanomics, y'all tell me pray, I don't know what prayer is. Here goes another one. Look, here goes another one. I don't know if y'all remember this one. It's muddy over here, I ain't going to get down on my knees. At bedtime, we was taught a prayer. As little kids. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. God bless Mommy, Daddy, Evelyn, Debbie, Andre, Allen. You had your family, a couple friends in there, you know. But it was prayer, and it was a simple thing. But I come to this prayer, I want to make it. We stopped and we said a prayer earlier. Now my prayer can get, don't believe that all my prayers is that simple. I can go into the old Heavenly Father, I invite you in. Right? And I can go to that and end up confusing myself about just saying, God help. Simplicity is the key. Well, you think He don't hear me? If don't nothing come out, do you think He hear what I have to think or say? And it's just the God of my understanding. The beauty of this program is you can believe whatever you want to believe. You got to believe in something, though. But that's the simplicity of the prayer thing. Pray, go to a meeting, don't take nothing. So everybody sitting here is at a meeting. So everybody sitting here should understand, go to a meeting. Do I really need to explain that part to anybody? I'm talking about the simplicity of staying clean. Pray, go to a meeting, don't take nothing. That's the one we get screwed up on. Don't take nothing. Now, all of a sudden, I don't know what that means. It can't be as simple as it sounds. I can remember using, right, and this is before I got clean, Nancy Reagan came on TV. She said, just say no. And it was that simple. She got to be out of her mind. How can you just say no? I've been using from the time I was 13 to the time I was 33. It couldn't be that simple. I came to Narcotic Anonymous. Simplicity is the key. You know what they told me? And everybody get the same suggestions. If you're in this program, I know you heard this one. Don't take the first one. It's just that the simplicity is the key. Talk about staying clean now. Right? Right? Talking about staying clean. But then I said that if you want recovery, because the program promises freedom from an active addiction, not just freedom from the drug. So the staying clean part is freedom from the drug. Pray, go to a meeting, don't take nothing. That's a good key to open up the door to just not getting high one day at a time. But if you want more, and I'm greedy, it's the nature of an addict. I always want more. Keep it simple. So in the package, I'll tell you how clever they was at this retreat. In the package, they gave everybody a refrigerator magnet. K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. That's what he told me. I was blessed to have a sponsor that gave it to me really, really simple. And I loved it that way because I got a rebellious spirit. I'm not one of them guys you can, like, you got to do this. You got to be open. You got to be honest. You got to go to a meeting. You got to pray. You couldn't give it to me like that. He gave it to me the way that I could take it. Whatever you do, don't get high. Bottom line, whatever happens, you don't get high. The longer you stay around, you learn to raise your bottom line. You learn to raise it through the recovery process. You learn to raise it through the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. That's like coming up on the rough side of the mountain. right? In being on this path, you learn to start practicing like in the first step when we admitted we are powerless over our addiction, that our lives have become unmanageable. Simple as that gets for me is that I can't get high and live. Anytime I start getting high, my life gets screwed up. And it's just that simple for me. Now, you need to know I'm real, real clever, right? I've been through all the little things that we go through in recovery. And, you know what I mean? Well, it says we were powerless. That's past tense. All of the steps is wrote in past tense. I don't know. I told you I'm an intellectual. I look at it and I see it. We made a decision. That's past tense. We came to believe. That's past tense. We don't come to believe. We came to believe. I don't know why. I ain't even trying to figure it out no more. I have got reached a point in my recovery where I quit trying to figure this stuff out. I just start doing what they suggest that I do. If you're new to this program, please don't try to figure it out. The guy said, if you try to figure this thing out, you'll miss it like water over a rock. It'll go right on down the river. It'll be past you. So keep it simple. Just let this stuff mean what it says. Right? All the little simple slogans and phrases that we have. That's why it's so simple. Because they know we wasn't going to school real regular. A whole lot of us ain't made it past the eighth grade. When we got clean, all we had was the basic text. We didn't have the It Works How and Why. We didn't have no step working guide. Wasn't no sponsorship workbook to help you learn how to sponsor somebody. You gave it to people the way you got it. And that's why my sponsor gave it to me the way that he got it. Real, real simple. Just don't take nothing, man. You know? And I love this program. This program, I don't know why I'm wiping my glasses. I ain't going to try to read nothing. Todd got the basic text. He's going to give you the real deal. Right? All I got is my experience. I came to this program and I start going to meetings. Right? You know what happened to me when I was new? I broke my foot. My sponsor said that if you ain't working, you could go to two meetings a day. And we're blessed in our region. We were just talking about, we're blessed about how many meetings we got. I'm thinking it's like maybe 300, 370. My friend says there's over 600 meetings in the tri-state region every week. I was like, man, where I been? Meetings are programming. The fellowship just been growing leaps and bounds. There's a meeting in every neighborhood every day of the week anymore. Pray, go to meeting, don't take none. It's a simple program. It ain't easy. But when you stay around here and as long as you know what I mean, you're progressing up the rough side of the mountain, it's easy to look back and see from whence you came. It's a jungle down here. Now, is that real hard to figure out whether I want to go back to that or not? Keep it simple. Or just look where you come from. Tell yourself your story. It ain't me and my story. When I tell my story, I look at a part where I shouldn't even be alive today. So on this journey, the journey continues, right? I'm on this journey, and I've been on this journey for quite some time. I don't plan on going nowhere. Because I'm going to keep it simple. I'm going to do all the same stuff I was taught early in recovery. Pray. Go to a meeting. Don't take nothing. Get a sponsor, right? Man, that cannot be a simple process. I got to go to some man and ask him, would you help me, please? I done made a mess out of my life, man. Would you please help me? Would you help me learn how to just stand up and be a man? Because I don't know how to do that no more. I lost the respect of my children while I was out there. It ain't no, I mean, simple, not easy. And that's where we get confused. There's a couple places we get confused. I was talking about getting confused in I get lost all the time. I start talking about one thing, my mind be over here. I start talking about don't take nothing. And you know what he taught me? Don't put your greeby, grubby hands on it. If you don't put your greeby, grubby hands on it, you can't put it in you. We're way past the point where people's hitting us. If you don't pick it up, you can't get it in you. I sure ain't hitting you and I ain't holding the pipe for you. Very few people willing to even let you have a hit. You'd be sitting there watching smoke clouds go by. But the longer, and I'm progressing, look, and I'm progressing up the rough side of the mountain, and it's a simple path to follow. I just stay on the path, this thing will be simple. But what do? Me and my clever self. I'm going to play myself to the left. I'm going to go down this path. That's the way out. I can see it. I can see the freedom at the top of the rough side of the mountain. It's there. It's free for the taking. All I need to do is stay on this path and follow these simple suggestions that you guys have given me. Get a sponsor. Get a home group. That's our basic text. Show them one time, Todd. Just hold it up. That's our basic text. If you don't got one, get one. If you got one, read it. If you can read. If you can't read, Chuck will get you CDs. He put it on my computer for me. I got all the literature of Narcotics Anonymous on my computer. As soon as I learned how to get it out of there, right? That ain't simple as this program. But I love it. You know what I mean? And laughter is good for the soul. And I was telling my friend, we're going to have fun with this today. But it's a message. It's a message that you got to get, right? And it's one thing to get it one way. And please, please, don't underestimate the seriousness of this thing. It's a life and death thing going on here. It's no longer simple, but simplicity is the key. So I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain, and every now and then I play myself to the left. I see a little path, and I think I want to do it this way, because that's my way. This got to be the easier, softest way, and I'm still searching for the easier, softer way to do things in my life, but it ain't the simplest way. And what happens is I end up over here in the sticker bushes, right? And then I'm trying to figure out how I got myself in here. You better call your sponsor. Or I'm coming up this rough side of the mountain, and I've been on this path for 20 years. Every now and then, I think I want to get to a place where I can just kind of camp out. Let me just get to where, like, we had a spiritual retreat. There's a whole lot of tents around here. I'm going to get to a point on this rough side of the mountain where I'm just going to take it easy right here for a little while because I'm content. I'm happy. I got everything that I need, most of the things that I want. What I got to continue striving for? And they call that complacency. Feeling complete where you are. And the literature talks about complacency as the enemy of people with substantial clean timers. I can't quote it verbatim. Quote it for him, Todd, when you get up here. So I can't just camp out. I got to stay on the path and I got to continue. The literature say, I can quote this verbatim, recovery is a continual uphill journey. That's right. I don't know where it's at, but it's in there somewhere. Trust me. Just trust me on that one. So I got to stay on this path, and it's simple if I just stay on the path and do all the, it gets back to the basics. You know, just kind of like stay. I'm 20 years clean. I'm staying on the basics. I'm going to a meeting. I'm praying, God help. I ain't always on my knees. I'll be telling a lie if I told you I did. Some days I'm in my car talking about, man, are you with me? Some days I'm just laying there crying. I ain't saying nothing, but he can hear the prayer. It's coming out. It's in there somewhere that I want this thing, man. I do not want to give up what I have found in Narcotics Anonymous. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. You can't find nothing this good, this simple, nowhere in this world. At least I haven't been able to find nothing, right? We thought we had found it. And we thought we had found it in drugs. If you've never heard the reading of the literature in them meetings, you done already heard the message in Narcotics Anonymous. Really, really simple. Who is an addict? Most of us don't have to think twice about this question. We know. If you ain't sure, just keep coming back. Make it that simple. What is Narcotics Anonymous program? Our program is a set of principles written so simply that we can follow them in our daily lives. The most important thing about them is that they work. It's just that simple. Why are we here? Before coming to the Fellowship of NA, I couldn't manage my own life. Couldn't live and enjoy life as other people do. And that's the part where I said we had to have something different, and we thought we had found it in drugs. And it's just that simple. How it works. If you want what we have to offer, and now here go the not easy part, and are willing to make the effort to get it. You got to want this program, because if you don't want it, you probably ain't going to get it. My friend, he's like something else. He said, it works if you work it, right? He said that this program will work if you don't work it. It just won't work for you. So you need to make a decision. Right? Then you are ready to take certain steps. These are the principles that made our recovery possible. Now, we're way past the kind of like keep it simple to staying clean. Talking about making recovery possible. Kind of want to open that door up with the key to simplicity. Got to start practicing spiritual principles at these steps. Got to get a sponsor and find out what spiritual principles come out of the steps and how can I practice them in my life. Recovery is real personal. The way I practice honesty may not be the way you practice it. Show up and tell the truth is a good starting point. That's a good, simple starting point for honesty. Right? Open-mindedness, a good, simple starting point is show up and listen to what somebody else have to say. A good starting point for willingness is to go back on your motivation. What's your motivation for being here? It starts out when we first come here as the pain. You stay around here long enough, it'll turn into the joy. Right? But the pain is inevitable, but the suffering is optional. I struggle trying to grow through things that's good for me. Stuff got to hit me hard to make me want to like be willing to grow. It motivate me to, I'm coming up out of this. I'm one of them guys you put in a corner. I'm coming up out. I am at my best when things are at their worst. It's what I learned about myself. When things is bad, that's when I get going. When they was chasing me, I'd run fast as hell. They wasn't ever chasing me. At least I never seen them. I never looked back. See if they was back there. I love this program. Look, this program really, really works. And the simplicity part is like not trying to intellectualize this thing. This thing is not an intellect. You can't smart your way into recovery. It just ain't going to happen. You know, you got to live these spiritual principles. Our recovery is an inside job. Down in here in the heart. Down in here in the gut. It ain't up here. I'm crazy as I can be up here most of the time. With 20 years, I need to stop and run this. This is what's been on my heart lately. Because I've been like really, really busy. And I just need to slow down. I just need to slow down in my life. Just slow down. Stop. Think about what you're getting ready to do. What do you think about using? Slow down. Stop. Let me think about what I'm getting ready to do here. I don't think this is a good ideal. I'm an impulsive individual, so I'll do things without thinking about them, right? And I find myself stuck in a situation that I really don't want to be in. Now I got to come up with a solution to get up out of it. Solutions in the steps. The steps is the key. The spiritual principles is the key that unlocks all of the doors to life. But then I heard this, and this really blew me away. None of this stuff is my own. It's something I've been taught in this program, something I done read in the literature, something I done heard you say over there, right? And if it fits for me, I'll use it. They said that, now I'm the problem, and I know I'm the problem, right? Everything starts and ends with me. But if I make her my problem, something outside of myself, it, my problem, the 12 steps won't work on it. Because the 12 steps work on me. The 12 steps teach me how to live with me. The traditions teach me how to live with you. So if I have a problem that's outside of myself, the steps make me better with me. I was like, you know, I told you I'm intellectual. I take stuff like that and I have to think about it for a while. Is that, wait a minute. And I take something that's real, real simple and it won't make no sense. Before I'm done with it. You know that thing how you say something and it goes all the way around, time it come back to you? I say it to myself so much, time it come back to me. I don't understand it from point one. But this thing really works. So the simplicity to staying clean, pray, go to a meeting, and don't take nothing. Especially if you're new. Especially if you're new. The rest of this stuff will come. Stay around here, You'll raise your bottom line to simplicity to recovery. Spiritual principles that come out of the steps. And you'll learn how to unlock the key to your own world. My world was real little while we were using. I couldn't get out of a 3-block radius. Today, it's like, you know, I just came back from Kentucky. My boss sent me to Kentucky to do a job, right? I didn't believe he trusted me with, like, all this equipment and stuff. An addict, like me. Let me write my own time sheets out. I was honest to the best of my ability. I love this program. Look, just keep coming. Enjoy this retreat. Stop. Slow down. Enjoy the moment. The journey continues. But if we get going too fast, we'll miss all of the pleasures that life has to offer along the way. So, keep coming back. Let God take care of the rest. And I'm going to let my friend give y'all the real deal.
Thank you, Mark. Our next speaker is Todd H.
Wow. My name is Todd. I'm an addict. Can we pray? You pray to your God. I pray to my God in silence so I can get out the way. So His will can be done, not mine. So my personality won't get in the way. Once again, my name is Todd. I'm an addict. Thanks, Mark. When I got here, he was one of the guys, right, that I admire. And I used to ask him a lot of questions, right? He used to say, keep it simple, stupid. And I'm coming off the street, right? So it's like, who the fuck you think you're talking to? Because the reason why that, like, I caught that attitude, right? Because, like, I'm one of them guys that came in here with a third grade education. So I always thought that I was stupid. But I was very intelligent to survive out there in the streets. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of resentment when he used to say that, but he never knew that. So if he would have knew that, he probably wouldn't have said it to me. Because the literature say that, like, when we was using, self-esteem was non-existent. And our ego is sensitive. We're sensitive. Our ego is sensitive. So he wouldn't have went there with me. So as I stayed here, right, I got in touch with this, like the symbol, right? Because simplicity is the key. That's what it says in the symbol. Simplicity is the key. Then it go on and say there's room for manifestation. Then it go on and say that, like, self, society, self, and God. But you got some people that want to turn it around and put God up front. How God going to be up front and I didn't have no relationship with God? I come in here with self. See, it says it's a selfless program or a selfless program. It becomes selfless after you stay here. But when I got here, I was selfish. Because I didn't know nothing else how to live. My life was unmanageable. And I was crazy. So how's I'm going to pick God first? I got here. They say, now this is simple, what they told me. They had to give it to me real simple. They said, Todd, get a home group. Get a sponsor. Get in service. Work some steps to the best of your abilities. And don't take nothing. That was real simple. Until they said, get a sponsor. Because I already came in here with some trust issues. Came in with trust issues. Sponsor was kind of, that was a rough piece. And like, as I stayed here, God used that in my life to get me where I'm at. Because I struggled with sponsors. Since I've been here, I ain't going to put the blame on them. I ain't going to put the blame on myself. It just ain't work. Because they was making my life confusing, and I was already confused, and I had to go outside my sponsor to get my help. See, I'll never forget that cry when I got here, that utter cry, you know, that deep cry within. You say, God, please help me. And like, see, I told you I come with third grade education, so I had to look the words up. They told me to get a basic text in a dictionary. It's to be heard out loud, to be heard. That utter cry, that deep from the soul, that each time that I got in trouble or I wanted to stop using, I just said, God help me. But this time, it was something about this cry. And the commitment that I made it to whoever it was out there in the universal, I said, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do. But I ain't know that, like, what he wanted me to do was do some service work. See, I wanted to come in narcotics and I would stop using because it was pain. And as I said, I was one of the ones I wanted to steal from this program. I wanted to be a sponge, like, hold Mark Hodges up under the tree and read the basic text. Coming to meetings, sitting, listening to step work. I was, they call that holding the hostage because I ain't giving nothing back. See, I learned that, like, you can get enough knowledge in you. If you don't bring it up and give it out, you become sick. Because you hold it in too long. You ever ready to bring something up and you trying to stuff it in? You almost kill yourself trying to push it back down. And this is what this knowledge of this program do to you. And like, became self. I did all them things they told me to do. But it was something inside me was crying for itself. This self-sabotage, like I just can't do this. But I don't want to get high. And I would confuse myself. Like they say, do this. No, I got to do that. They say, Todd, do H&I. No, I got to be a GSR. See, that's confusing. H&I is go-to, when you get 6 months, go-to institution to speak. No, I want to go to GSR, but I ain't spiritually fit for GSR. Because the literature said that, like, we got to be mental, physical, and spiritual fit for this program. Because if you go to area service, and you ain't fit for area service, you need by the area service to say, I ain't coming back. See, that's the confusion piece. The simple part of it is, you sit, you listen, you go to area service, keep your mouth shut because you don't know nothing, and see if you want to come back. But I was complicating this thing, and I found myself in area service. Woo-wee. What you said wasn't right, and I just only been here 6 months, and you've been here in 10. Until the light bulb went off. So I started reading this basic text, right? The basic text told me that, like, I don't have to understand this program. All I got to do is follow some directions. And they trying to tell me the directions that I want to go. But I'm causing all the confusion because I want to rewrite the book. I want to rewrite the policy. And I want to rewrite the concepts to fit my needs. Because I'm still running off of selfish motives. Because it's like, okay, they going to guide me wrong. I think they trying to get my little welfare check. It's just some stuff that was in me that, like, I had trust issues when I got here. And that goes into another topic with that issue. And, like, it was all about self. I didn't know how to do nothing else. I came out on the streets when I was 13. I got clean when I was 40. Only by the grace of God, my clean day is April 9, 2004. But I know I just have just for the day. But only by grace of God. See, I had to pray a lot, and I still pray a lot. One thing that I prayed for God to do to me was renew my mind. I had to pray for that because I didn't know nothing. And I didn't want y'all to just tell me anything. See what I'm saying? Because, see, as I stayed around in this process, the people in the fellowship are not cognizant enough that they tell you anything so it can fit their motive needs. And then when I run past y'all, and you be like, what the fuck is this crazy motherfucker talking about? And then I'll say, such and such told me, they say it's in the book, and you be like, no, it ain't in there. So I had to learn how to read. The basic text taught me how to read. Because, see, like, when I got it, they told me I had a third grade education, third grade reading, third grade English, third grade math. I got tested. Yeah, I got tested. And plus, I was schizophrenic on top of whatever they was telling me. So I had to keep it real, real simple so these other people won't take over. See, they real smart. These other people is real smart. And what I found out about this process, Todd is real timid. Todd is real nice. But till you keep stepping on me, then the other personalities that come out, you got to back up then. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, but I had to learn this. I had to keep it simple for me to get to understand me. And they told me that, like, the steps is the key. Boy, I swear I didn't want to do no steps when I got. I just wanted to be. I just wanted to stop using dope. But I found out that, like, I was doing the same stuff clean that I was doing when I was using. The same stuff. You know, I'm talking about, like, okay, God, here we go. I'm talking about having multiple women in the Fellowship of Narcotics Anonymous. I'm talking about being in the halfway house that I did a year and a half ago. I'm talking about in the halfway house, climbing out of windows. Nobody knew I'm gone. I thought nobody knew I was gone. Down the street, tricking. Anybody know what that means? Paying for something? So I'll help y'all. And I was doing this stuff clean, and like, I started getting to the point like, damn, I might as well be using. I might as well be using. But the simplicity of the thing is like, Todd, you just need to just stop. Just stop. But even though it's too simple for me, because I liked it, my behaviors. It was comfortable. All I knew was my behavior. Until I got a rude awakening. Not a spiritual awakening. A rude awakening. Until the disease had me thinking that I could be a dope dealer clean. Let me tell you what happened. I gave this man some money. He put it in my hands, got in his car and walked away. Disease had me locked and loaded. I was so afraid. The first person to walk past, I handed it to him and got rid of it. I never done that again. I had about a year clean, maybe a little over a year. Never done that again, but with the simplicity of that is, damn fool, you just lost $200. I spent $200 to give it to someone else. But that was a learning experience that I had to go through to find out that this thing is simpler than what I make it. Just don't pick it up like Mark said. Don't pick it up. I ain't got to worry about using it. If I wasn't chasing my recovery like they told me the way I chased the drugs, I might have been using today. I might have been using today. And like, as I stayed, like, I had to start making stuff real simple for me. Because I'm a complicated person. I mean, talking about my whole life, period. I told you to read it, said it manifested in all areas of our life. But service work taught me some integrity. Service work made me look at self. Like, you more than just a person sitting in a chair. You do have an opinion, but it's how you say it. See, I was aggressive. Because, you know, when you knew, you still angry. You still attack people. But as I started doing service work, I started walking in some integrity like, wow, I didn't say that to that person, did I? And I don't even like that person. You know how you go to area of service and you find yourself being nice to a person, then you realize, damn, did I say that? I don't even like them. You know, and like, but what it done was, like, it told me that, like, what I learned, what I practiced in here, I take it out. Outside. Like, Mark said something about the reading. Like, it said, welcome to Narcotics Anonymous. It said, we're a society of men and women whose drugs became a major problem. But going on in that, it said, we don't want to know how much you use. Fool, what's your problem? My problem is, you already told me the drugs is a major problem. My problem, I don't know how to live. I ain't got no dope in me now. So what do I do? I can remember being clean going to my first dance. You know how uncoordinated I was dancing? I was tripping on my own feet. And that's simple. Dancing. You just dance. Keep up with the beat. But I couldn't do that. I found myself out of beat, period, just out of beat. So that let me know my life is out of beat. So I need to slow down, catch up with self. Just slow down a minute. Sit back, take a look at your life. Look where you were. They told me I allowed to look back, but just don't stay there. Then I come up to the future and see, like, wait a minute. Damn, my chest sticking out now a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I got a new pair of shoes on. You know what I'm saying? A new outfit on. But they told me, boy, to quit walking back and forth to that coffee pot. And I tell people that today, like a lot of men, right? Because we'd be stuck with a female walking back and forth to the coffee pot, right? And I tell a lot of men, please sit down. You don't have to walk back and forth to the coffee pot. They'd be like, what is you talking about? Yeah, we know you got a new outfit. We watch you come in the door. Because we look at people when they come in the door. Because we need to know, part of service, we want to know who's new. So if you bedded into this program, you're going to always keep your eye on the door for the newcomer. See, service work is, it's more than just being at a home group, saying this is my home group. That's like standing at the door, give a hug, show the person to their seat. Now, this is how it was when I got here. It's a little different now, almost 8 years later. It's a lot different than when I got here. Thank God when I got here, they were still running off of, how to put that, helping one another the way you're supposed to help. Now, I sit back and I watch the fellowship. I watch the fellowship run off an image. I got mine, you get yours. And I find myself, now I'm going to confuse myself in this area, not keeping it simple. I want to take on that. And I'm still looking at why I'm taking on that. It affects me when I hear people say, I got mine, you get yours. Because people's dying out of recovery. But you're saying you worked the 12 steps. You're saying you love Narcotics Anonymous. You're saying all this stuff to sound real, real good, but I see you treating the newcomers like they ain't supposed to be here. Put it that way, like they ain't supposed to be here. I find myself in the corner talking to somebody about my house and my car, and the newcomer talking about they scared. I can't take time out to talk to a newcomer because I'm trying to tell you how much rent I got to pay. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of guilty of that too. But I'm glad I got the awareness to stop doing it. So I'm making my point when the newcomer come in, I always say something to them. Then, after they get comfortable in the meeting, then I continue doing what I might want to do for a fellowship in life. That simplicity piece sometimes can be hard. It can be hard. But I thank God that, like, the stuff that I went through, that it was a learning experience in this process that I've been on, this journey that I've been on, because I'm no longer doing the stuff. I'm no longer going down the street spending my money tricking. I'm no longer got 2-3 different women. See, this, I'm keeping it simple today and my life becoming happy, joyous, and free. The steps is the key. After I start realizing who I really was, drop the phony image and let Todd show up with the help of God and my understanding. He showed me that, like, you could be a good person. And like, I had to come to believe in other men in this program. Because I told you I had trust issues. But once I start coming to believe in other men in this program, I can allow myself to grow spiritually. I'm talking about going to other men, asking them, how do you do a healthy relationship? I don't want no men to know that I don't know nothing about no healthy relationship. I want them to think that, like, I got this hip-slipping cool idea. You know what I'm saying? But I had to go to men like, man, you got to treat her like this. You got to stop doing that. Why don't you try going home? Why don't you try picking up the phone and calling her, letting her know where your next destination is? But to confuse it, man, I never call no woman, tell no woman where I'm going. I do what I want to do. She see me when I get there, but I don't live like that today. You know what I'm saying? That's the confusing part of it. Because now I got to come home and I got to go through this process. Where you been? Who you been with? Why ain't you called? I call my wife so much, she'd be like, I'm so damn tired of this motherfucker calling me. Every move I make, right? But see, simplicity is the key, but I've not practiced for so long, it's just a habit. I just picked the phone up. And I know what she's going to say. Quit calling me. Quit calling me. But it's a habit now. And it's a good habit. You know what I'm saying? I no longer stay out past the meeting. The meeting started at 8. Meeting over at 9. She gives me a grace period. You hear me say, she gives me a grace period. Because I ain't going to say I give myself a grace period. Because I give myself a grace period, I'm always eating at Eating Park with the fellas. I'm always eating. So she allowed me to have a grace period. Meeting over at 9, I get to about 11. So I run home at 11 like the sun is coming up. You know, back in the day when I get home before the sun come up. Because after the sun come up, you might as well stay out. You might as well. And like, so I had to start keeping it simple in my life as far as like relationship. Because see, that's where I'm at today. You know what I'm saying? And to unlock the self-made prison that's in my mind, you know, and it's part of the relationship. Because I already keep it simple with like the program. You know, I keep it real simple with the program. The lizard tell me that like, if I don't never leave the basics, I ain't got to worry about it. So I got to stay in the basics. But now I'm in this relationship with people. I love Chuck. I love Chuck because Chuck is one of the ones that helped me keep it simple too. You know, since he's sitting there. Thank God for the CD, like Mark said. But I've been my service work was the taping committee for the convention. But since we don't have it no more, the committee no more, I haven't done that service, but I'll go and tape. But since I was sharing with my wife, since I got married, I ain't been hanging with my buddy. I guess that's keeping it simple. Huh? I'm way across the world, she at home. I don't know if it's afraid that she might think I'm doing something, or I might think she's doing something. I don't know what it is. So I don't know what it is. But I know that like keeping it simple is like, Todd, you just can't live like you used to live when you were single. I can't live like I used to live before I got married. It ain't saying that my marriage is like gravy, but I'm learning how to keep it real, real simple. Yeah, you right. Yeah, you right. You know what I'm saying? Until something. See, I do have a belief system. Until she step on my belief system, you ain't right. And sometimes that can be confusing. But I try to keep my belief system real simple, but it's still confusing. And like, this program, man, it's just like, it's real simple for me. I don't know. It's simple for me. I just don't use. I don't use no matter what. I don't use. But God had to take me to this stage, you know, doing the step work. After the first step, I was powerless. You know, I got some acceptance and I surrendered. And then I came to believe in the second step and the power greater than myself that I was y'all and all that. But it didn't really take off until I got to the third step and I made that decision. So he had to take me way back. See, God kept it simple for me. He took me back to my childhood. See, I never played on swings and slam boards and all this stuff because I was on a block at 13. I was selling drugs and getting high at 13, so I never did this stuff with kids done. So he took me back in my third step. You know, I played with coloring books, crayons. I still got my Maxbox car sitting at the front door. But he had to let the little boy come out and play because he was trapped so long. So when he do come out, he'll know how to play. because the little boy was coming out while I was clean, but he didn't know how to play. So now that, like, he let the little boy out, I know when the little boy show up. And like, my little boy been showing up. I got a Mickey Mouse watch. I ain't got it on today because, you know, she talked about me. I guess she's tired of my Mickey Mouse watch because I've been wearing it since I had it for 9 months. So she been talking about me and my Mickey Mouse. And like, so he taught me how to, like, the little boy, and I know the third step is an action word. So I got to play my part too. Once he showed me about him, he said, now I got to lead the part that I got to do the work on. He had to let me go in here and dress all this stuff, feel what I need to feel, empty out all this stuff that kept me trapped in bondage for so, so long. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about simplicity of it is, it's a step work. So I talk about step work and I talk about me because that is simplicity. Honest sharing. It's me. I have to let, they say, well, the first thing, I let the world know who I am. Because you know why? Today, the programming of Cosmic Mama taught me how to walk with my head up. I don't have to take what you're going to give me because I am an addict. I don't have to broadcast I'm an addict. But I ain't got no problem saying I'm an addict. Because if you look at me today, you never knew that I was an addict. Unless I tell you. So if someone asks me, I tell them. I don't got no problem of sharing me with nobody. Because, see, the step work taught me how to bring that little boy out. That little boy was hurting. See, I was hurting. I was that little boy that got molested. You know what I'm saying? So I had to dress him. I was that little boy that was abandoned. That my father wasn't there for me. To this day, I struggle about giving my son a hug because I've never been hugged from my father. So that's the area I'm trying to get better. He gave me a hug this morning. I gave him a hug back. You know, I hugged my son today. This is the first time I hugged my son like that since I had my son in 6 years. So that lets me know that I am growing up. I'm keeping it simple. Maybe that's why there's a lot of confusion in my life with my son. All he wants, keeping it real simple, all he wants is a hug from me. And I'm complicating because I won't give him a hug. That's keeping it confusing for me. Keep it simple. Look at why I'm here. Where I'm going. Todd, you got all this stuff going on in your life that, like, I can't be confused in my life because my life was full. I had to slow down on my job. That was confusing me because it was affecting me and my wife's relationship. By me cutting down on the jobs, I kept it real simple, quit chasing the money, even though I created a monster. But she's okay with whatever I have. But my thinking tell me, you know, she need more. Because we always think a woman need more. But in reality, all they want is your time. But my mind tells me she need more clothes, more shoes, more money. And I complicate that stuff, but today I don't. I keep it real simple. No, I ain't got it. You got yours, I got mine. That's real simple. I gave you yours. I got mine. You can't spend mine too. See what I'm saying? That's the stuff I had to learn to keep it simple in my life. See, I'm talking about my life experience that a little boy must grow up. I'm growing up today. I ain't trying to confuse myself today. But about that guy, though, that came up with third grade education, right? I went back to school, walked across the college stage with a cap and gown. I was that guy that had fear of driving. Told you about my third step. He made me get the color books and the Maxbox cars. Now I can drive, but he had to show me through these Maxbox cars to remove the fear of driving. He had to teach me some tolerance and patience and meditate, so he gave me the coloring book, because when you color, you be in the zone. See, this is the stuff that he had to teach this little boy. He knew I'm a complicated person, so he had to trick me. He had to throw some tricks at me. Like, this boy gonna kill himself. Let me just give him a little something that I know he gonna like. You know what I'm saying? So I understand today that, like, I got a process to go. I got a lot to learn. I got a lot to keep it simple. Because, you know, as I stay here, this process is going to get more complicated. Like Mark said, the bumpy road. I always say, guess what? The elevator's broke. You got to take the steps. Elevator's broke. So that means you got to walk your lazy self up the steps, Tor. Because I get on the elevator. Man, I steer with somebody. I walk from near to near. And I sat out like, I only weigh 170 pounds. What am I breathing hard for? I was tired. If it was the elevator, I'd have got on it. I would have. And you know what I'm saying? It's like this thing here. And like, I'm going to say this and I'm going to be quiet. A lot of people have a problem with God, right? In this fellowship. This is a God-given program, right? God is in his basic text 159 times. He was so good, he put it in the second tradition and the ninth tradition. So that make it 161 times. It says, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, there are certain steps you must take. The second most thing in this basic text is most. Most is in this basic text 49 times. It works how and why. God's in that 102 times. I ain't talking about the higher power, I'm talking about the word God. So we get it confused to like what's the powerful thing in this book. We want to look at some other stuff. God is in here. Soon you open the book up and say, God grant me. And say, God grant me. Your knowledge and your will. Your purpose. Let me serve you. So every day I wake up, I always say, God is good all the time. But I have to tell myself, how good is you to God? Because God is always good. But how good is I'm to God? And that's where, only way I can be good to God, if I serve. If I get in service to something. I don't care what it is. It don't got to be no cause. No, you got to serve somewhere. You have to do something to make God happy. He ain't happy because he gave me a car. He let me borrow his child as wife. He ain't happy with that. What is I'm doing for him? Is I'm helping someone. And we get caught up with the service work only in no cause. No, but the first edition. And it works out. Why I say that, like, we need more than the meetings. We need the community. And that's where the society piece coming in. I need the outside world, too. Because if I just limit myself inside the fellowship and the program, we call it hiding in service. And all I know is how NUCCAUSE is supposed to be running, and I don't know how to live outside. Put me outside, that's like taking a lion and putting him in a cage. He's been in the wilderness all his life. He'd lose his mind. He'd lose his mind if you put him in a cage. He'd die from homesick. So if I put myself in NUCCAUSE NUMS, I'm coming 8 years. If I wouldn't have stepped outside NUCCAUSE NUMS, now I'm stepping out 8 years later, I think I'll get homesick. I think I'll run away. I'll become a stray dog. I'll just run. So, and it's like, it says, no addict has to die of the horror of addiction. It says, never. No addict ever have to die. Say, any addict can stop using drugs, lose desire to use, and find a way to live. I'm going to break it down, then I'm going to shut down with this. Say, no addict never have to use drugs, desperation. Lose desire to use. Only God can lift obsession and compulsion. And find a new way to live is changed. My name is Tor, and I'm an addict.
I'd like to thank Todd and